Mike, talk to me a little bit about the award that you received and the recognition you received from National Corn Growers Association yesterday.
That was a Soil Conservation Stewardship Award. Quite an honor that to be able to bring that to Indiana, but it's for the conservation work we're doing and some of the publicity that we're involved with, plus speaking engagements and just trying to push conservation more within the state.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the conservation practices that you implement on your farm and why you started to really focus on utilizing those.
Well, we've done some grass waterways and filter strips, but back in the mid-80s, we were no-tilling corn into soybean stubble, and now we've developed that system to where we're no-tilling beans into corn stalks, strip-tilling corn either into corn stalks or into bean stubble, using cover crops in the system. As you know, we built a 120-foot cover crop seeder this past year and using that to seed cover crops in standing corn, soybeans before we get started with harvest.
Why is it so important for farmers and for you particular, why did you find it so important to implement these types of practices on your farm?
Well, for one thing, we've got some grandkids that I think want to farm, and I know my two sons are in the operation now, and we just need to make sure we maintain and improve the soil as much as we can. Soil health has gotten to be a real issue for us. We're using cover crops, and actually in the last 6 years we've increased our organic matter in our soil by 0.2%, which means we're moving in the right direction, and we're not tilling the soil, we're not destroying the organic matter that we've got there, so that's all goes to better soil health and improve the soil, improve the yields, improve the resiliency of that soil when we do have dry weather and so forth.
We talk about cover crops. Some old things are becoming new again. And really, Indiana's been a leader in the nation in utilizing cover crops. What are the benefits? What are some of the things, and how easy is it for folks to get started?
Well, some of the big benefits are improved water infiltration. I've got some pictures that show a neighbor's field where they field cultivated bean stubble three times, and after we got 1 inch and 8 tenths of rain, there was water standing on their side of the road by a big amount, and no water standing on our side where we were no-tilling and strip-tilling and using cover crops. So it's helping water infiltration, which goes along to adding to the soil health and improving the air in the soil, which again is helping plant growth and maintaining the soil health that way.
You're bringing this award back to Indiana. Talk to me about how you can use it to maybe educate others and use it as a tool for a conversation, maybe to talk about those conservation practices and help folks get started.
Well, the last two or three years I've been doing a lot of speaking on cover crops and strip-till, no-till, and that's just going to allow me to probably do even more of that, and it means great recognition for the state to be able to use that and further the soil health concept that we really want to push.